Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello and welcome along. It's episode 20 of Life's Essentials with Prem Rawat. Today's episode is called The Peace Gene. And in this episode, Prem is again in Miami, speaking with local radio DJ Kike Posada, talking about the silent majority, the peace gene, and the antidote to being unlucky. For more information, head over to www.premrawat.com. In the meantime, enjoy the episode.
Great job. How are you feeling?
I feel fine.
We like to have some local artists, especially in the Wynwood area, where there's so much street art, do something with pieces possible. What do you think about that? Huh? So we have questions coming from the live stream today, and some of you folks that wrote an email. And I'm going to use these. Time passes by. Okay, number one. If there was one thing that would unite and give voice to the silent majority of humanity who want peace, what would it be?
Well, why are they the solid, silent majority? They should be the most vocal. Because again, when you look at what, let me just say it again. 4.5 billion years, 6,000 years, right? Within this little time, one of the things that was instrumental, key thing that really made a huge difference was that we had language. We could figure out and we could write down things and we could communicate. And right now, we are at the cusp of this incredible communication that already exists. But what is it stuffed with? It's you know, all of a sudden, that communication isn't about communication. It's somebody taking all our private information and using it for the purposes, their own benefits, and so on. So it's like, how letters used to be private, and it was once you actually posted a letter, you couldn't go and even retrieve it, and it was illegal, and you couldn't open an unauthorized somebody else's mail. And now they're opening it left and right, and you have nothing to say about it. And there are people who are saying, I have nothing to hide. Excuse me. It's not that you have something to hide or not hide. It's not you. It's nobody else has the right to read what is yours. And it is between the two people. A letter is a communication between two people. And the one person is you, the one who wrote it, and the second person is the one whose address is on the front of the envelope. And it's nobody else's business. Period. But we allow ourselves to be buzzed by this buzz, and we're losing our focus. We're losing our focus of what it is like to be in a truly productive humanity. Mind you, I didn't use the word society, I used the word humanity. But the human beings are coming together. They're not, in this 6,000 years, we've figured out how to destroy everything. We haven't figured out how to preserve everything. So, if something is grossly amiss, and there are people who are going, no, well, wait a minute. Aren't there good things? Aren't there good things? Shouldn't you give credit to the good things? It's like this. Your house is on fire. Your house is on fire. And there is a device that is sitting in your closet that throws 3 drops of water onto the fire. And you're going, wow, what an invention. It's not going to help. You know, so to me, it's kind of like the same thing. Yes, we have incredible technology, but we are using that technology not to help the mankind. They're people having to leave their homes, leave their countries, leave their cultures. They can't be there. And they have to seek asylum. They're refugees in these other countries. They're coming in. They have to bear hardship. They don't speak the language. What are we doing? If we are capable of creating a gun that is highly accurate, that is destructive, how do we counter that? What have we created that truly helps people? So to me, it really becomes a question of where is the balance? And the balance should be all of the good that needs to happen, plus a bit more. 3 drops in a whole house full of fire, this little thing goes chip, chip, chip. And then you're like, wow. It's not going to help. 3 drops isn't going to help. So to me, why isn't the world interested in peace? Let me ask you a question. Why are there only 2,000 people in this auditorium today? Why? Why? We should be out there, that the stadium is too little. And it doesn't have to be me on the stage. Believe me, I'm not saying, oh yeah, everybody should come to listen to me. No, that's not the point here. I'd be more than happy to witness and join a crowd that has gathered in the millions to let the rest of the world know that we as human beings, we are interested in peace. So, you know, I really think it's a question of being off balance because when there is something that is off balance, it's going to have very negative consequences all the way across. And these negative consequences are also spreading to other countries. You know, it's not just one country anymore. And it's really a time to look at it, like the interest that people have in peace. Because if people are not interested in peace, the alternatives, the consequences, are incredibly grave. incredibly, incredibly grave. You know, I give that example of like if you make a chocolate bar. Say you have a company, it makes chocolate bar, and you of course want the whole world to eat your chocolates, you know, you eat your chocolate bar. And so you advertise your chocolate bar and you sell your chocolate bar and you go to fairs and you offer your chocolate bars and you have t-shirts with your chocolate bar and you really want the whole world to eat your chocolate bar, right? And that's good, right? But what if you make weapons? Well, look, it's very simple. If you make weapons, then the way you're going to make money is if those weapons are used, right? So, let's see, what can you use weapons for? The multifunctionality. Could you use it as for blending, like blender? Like, you know, 60 megaton blender, you just turn it on and you just... No. There's not much you can do with them. They just tend to just blow up and cause a lot of destruction in this aimlessly that way. But what if you do make arms? You want the world to buy your arms. That's how you're going to make money. And that's what happens. And how do you sell arms? Why would anybody buy arms? You know, if there's no war. So war is kind of necessary so that you get those weapons moving right along. That's a sad state of affairs. That's a very sad state of affairs. So I'm not saying I have a solution.
What should we do with all the arms then?
I don't know. I'm not the one who created them in the first place. You know, and again, get out of this what. Go to why.
Some people go, oh, but the human beings have been fighting for a really long time.
That is incorrect. That's stupid. That's naive. The only times in civilization that human beings have fought is when their food, the source of their food or water, was threatened. When it wasn't threatened, they had no problem other people and other cultures, other civilizations, other people coming and joining their community. None whatsoever. And the latest information that is coming out of the archaeology, because they're finally taking archaeology and all of geography and so many elements and weaving it together and coming out with some fantastic results. And human beings weren't always the warmongers. That's not in our nature. In fact, in Africa, when the Albertine Rift took place, the big Congo River was formed and is very, very wide. And the primates that lived there got separated, got divided. And the primates that ended up in the north were very violent, very competitive, because a lot of gorillas were there and these chimpanzees had to really compete for food. But the ones that ended up in the south were actually pretty cool. And they would share their food. Whilst the other ones wouldn't share their food. These guys would share their food. Somebody wonder, hey, you can have this. Because there's plenty of food. The big creatures that had high demand on the food weren't there. And those chimpanzees have a special gene in them, and it's called the peace gene. I have better news than that. We as human beings also have that gene. It's called the peace gene. I guess one thing that I do when I travel around the world and talk about peace is I try to get your DNA, that peace gene, activated again so you can start thinking about peace in your life. So. You have it in you. Believe me, you have it in you. Peace is in you. It's not a foreign concept. It's not an impossible concept. It's not an impossible idea. When you have plenty, you have no problem in sharing. You have no reason to fight. And you really like to keep things that way. You actually have a likeness towards that. You have a propensity towards that to not fight. It may not seem that way, but that's how historically we human beings have been. And there's proof of that. So, give it a thought. Give it a thought. It's not such a unique idea. Peace is not so weird as people might think, or impossible.
Oh, hello you. My name's Tom Price.
Hello, I'm Dave Cribb.
You should come and join us. Every day we do a podcast called Cabin Fever, where we talk to loads of comedians who've had to cancel everything else in their lives, so they come on our podcast instead, don't they, Dave?
Yeah, it's an isolation podcast.
Dave, were you yawning at the start of that sentence then? Was it just a little yawn?
Yeah, it's basically the Great Big Owl isolation podcast. We'll have people on from all our podcasts, from your Rule of Threes, your Brian Rogers, your Musicals, your Bitchins. If you like any of our podcasts, if you like any of those people, chances are they'll be logging onto the Zoom call and just chatting, because let's face it, they got nothing else to do.
Also, there'll be a quiz on the bill. All right, see you soon. Lots of love. Cabin FE83709. Oh, 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 that's our
Twitter name. Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay. It seems functioning day to day gets more and more complicated and tiring. I am craving simplicity, but I feel so entangled and often so far from it. Can you speak about simplicity?
To me, the best way to look at simplicity is simply to say, to look at something the way it is. Just how it is. That's simplicity in itself. We have a way. We look at everything that happens in our life. We don't look at it for whatever it is worth. We look at it as like, oh baby, is my bad karma? Is my bad karma? It's something I must have done in my last lifetime. You know, this is happening to me. Oh, poor me. It has nothing to do with, like, you haven't done anything in your life. Nothing. You never applied for a job. When you got a job, you said you didn't want it. It's like, this reminds me of this joke where this lady is, you know, the flood comes and she has nowhere to go, and so she finally gets on top of her house and she prays and, you know, please save me. And lo and behold, the water is rising and she's really praying hard, you know, save me, save me. And a boat comes by and says, lady, come on, The water is rising. Come on. We'll save you, take you to a safe place. She goes, no. I'm praying to the Lord. I don't want the boat. Water rises, rises, rises. And she's praying harder, harder, harder. Another boat comes by. Come on, lady, come on. You know, you don't have much time left. Come on. Like, no, I'm praying to the Lord. He will save me. I don't need the boat. Now there's like just a little bit of that roof left. The water has reached that point, and another boat comes by, and she goes, no. No, the Lord will save me. Well, she drowns. She arrives in front of the Lord, and she's furious. Furious. I need to talk to you. What is this all about? I was praying to you 3 times. I prayed with everything I had. And you didn't come and help. And the Lord said, I sent you 3 boats at 3 different times. And you refused every single time. That's a joke, guys. Don't take that seriously. Give me a break, the Lord said. Well, that's what happens. The tape is playing. Information has been dumped. Where has it been dumped? It has been dumped here and at the tape place. This is this way. That is that way. This is this way, that is that way. This is this way, this is that way. This person doesn't like me, this person likes me. This person doesn't like me, this person likes me. This person looks like this. This person is a stranger. This person is weird. This person is this. This person is too old. This person is too young. This person is not so nice. This person is nice. This is just, tape is playing. They're playing and it's playing and it's playing and it's playing and it's playing. Oh yeah, don't do anything bad. Don't do anything bad. What bad? Oh, yeah, make sure, you know, you do this and you do this and you do this, because if you don't do this, the karma will catch up to you, and you need to, you know, believe in this, and you need to believe in this, and you need to pray to this, and you... What is simplicity, by the way? Stop the tape. See reality. There is nobody out after you. The billions of stars out there are not conspiring. How are they not sitting there going, how are we going to nail this guy? They're really not after you. You look at yourself in the mirror, you find a few too many wrinkles, you find a few gray hair. You always find hair where you don't need them. And you think the whole world is after you. I mean, they're conspiring. I mean, what's happening? Why me? Why me? Why am I getting old? Time was invented a long time ago. It wasn't invented. It's been there for a long, long, long time. Nobody's trying to conspire against you. Simplicity. Like a child sees. For a child, the attraction of the moon is not the moon, not the word moon, but this beautiful light that shimmers in the heavens. That's simplicity. Same person looking at the same moon, because there's only one that we usually see. Say, what does the adult do? Immediately point to the moon and say, moon, not simplicity. Why does the moon need a name moon? To be moon. Beautiful is beautiful. Beauty is beauty. Love is love. Clarity is clarity. Seen, uncontaminated, as it is. As it is. You can take a petal of a rose petal in your fingers and feel its softness. Don't try it with nettles. So nettles have it for you? You really think those nettles have enough brain going, yeah, this wait, this guy's coming closer. Let's get these little sharp little, you know, nettles getting stinging. Let's sting him. No. It is how it is. To know that that rose is soft, to know you don't need to do the same thing to the nettles. Simplicity. Not judgment. Not the tape playing. Not the plethora of ideas, but the simplicity. Simplicity of life. Simplicity of your existence. The perfect plan. One wall here. One wall there. And a road that connects the two. Called time. Do we have a simple way of looking at this wall? Oh, you were birthday. Birthday is coming. Birthday. That one, nobody's excited. It's like, oh, you can't. You know? Just imagine, you know. So what are you going to do? They're getting all excited. But no. We don't see that that's part of life. We see, oh, that's the end. That's the beginning. That's the end. And then this is the life we have. And some people say, well, you're only here on this road. And if you do this, and this, then you will be, once you go through that, you will be able to go to heaven. What heaven? Would you actually be able to recognize heaven? What if heaven is totally unlike what they have told you? I mean, really, I mean, what if the heaven is totally unlike it? I mean, it's a nice place. And you can have anything you want. Anything you want, you can have it, but you'll have to work for it. And you can have anything you want to eat, but you will have to grow it, reap it, cook it, and then eat it. And what if heaven was just that? That is very beautiful. You can have anything you want, but you'll have to work for it. And you can have anything to eat you want, but you'll have to grow it, prepare it, cook it, eat it, enjoy it. Gosh. We're already in heaven. And the only thing that makes this hell is thinking about this other heaven that's totally bizarre. I mean, you would have no joy of planting a seed of an orange tree, watching it come up, watching it bear beautiful fruit, going and picking and tasting it. This heaven has that. Does the other one? Anybody? A child? Doesn't take a genius, doesn't take a holy man, an unholy man, a child, a baby can plant a little seed and it'll grow into a full tree. Oh, in that other heaven, those things only happen for holy men and for reached men, and you know, they get a spell. Here, it seems like everybody gets that privilege. And do you think that that mango tree would be opposed to the idea that a criminal planted a mango seed so it should not germinate? In this heaven, not a problem. Something that nature pointing to the very fact if you are not comfortable with who you are, change. If you find yourself in sadness, you can discover your own joy. If you find yourself in hate, you can discover your kindness. This is all possible. If you find yourself in fear, you can find your courage. So, this is the amazing possibility that you've been given. Why waste this time that you have? Know thyself. Understand. And practice. Practice. And the more you do, the better you get at it. Oh, yeah, one more.
You got one? Okay.
We got a few minutes.
Whatever.
I regularly listen to your message and try to adopt in daily life. It really helps. You talk about practicing to feed the good wolf inside, but if the people around you don't do the same, how do you continue to do the same?
So that means all this time you have been feeding their wolf, not yours. Hey, it's about you and your wolf, not them and their wolf. It really is. See, there is a billion excuses you can make of why you shouldn't do something. But all you need is one good reason why you should. So I can say, well, you know, he gets angry, I don't want to be around him. He gets angry, I don't want to be around him. He gets angry, I don't want to be around him. He gets angry, I don't want to be. But then all I have to do is look at myself. I get angry. I don't want to be around myself. It's not about other people.
has nothing to do with other people. What if everybody is really nice to you? It'll drive you crazy. I mean, just imagine a situation where somebody comes to you, you know, there you are sleeping, and they come to you at 3:30 in the morning and they go, "We brought you a chocolate cake." And you go, "No, I don't want a chocolate cake. I want to go to sleep." So, "No, we brought you a chocolate cake. We insist you have it. It's a really delicious chocolate cake." And you go, "But I don't want to eat it." Like, "No, we insist you eat it. We want to be nice to you. We want to make sure that this chocolate cake gets inside of you one way or the other way." Use your imagination. Is that being nice? No. You will find that offending. So, what does it have to do with? Did you wait for all these people to be born before you came along? And are you going to wait for all these people to die before you hit the wall? You don't have a choice in that. So I seriously, I would advise you to consider your road, not other people's road. This is the one. Because that's the grand illusion. Oh, what's he doing? What's he doing? You are doing. Okay.
So, you got one more?
Okay. Go for it.
I am very unlucky in a lot of strange situations. Do you have an antidote for this?
Absolutely. I strongly recommend you figure out what lucky and unlucky is. That's all you have to do. Just figure out what unlucky and lucky is. Nothing else. And you will find out very quickly how lucky you are. Because as soon as this breath enters you, the luck of the universe has just come into you. All the unluckiness has ceased, has stopped, because you exist. You're the luckiest. Unquestionably. We just don't know what it means. What would we say? Lucky, unlucky. We don't know what luck is. We don't know what unlucky is. We don't know what lucky is. But we really need to know. And when we know, we will find out we are the luckiest. See, that's this person's problem, is that they have figured out, okay, there is a thing called luck, lucky, and there is a thing called unlucky. But they don't know what is unlucky and what is lucky. If they found out, they'll find out that they're really lucky. That's as simple as that. Simple as that. People think, oh, though that person is rich, he's lucky. Nope. That's not it. That's not it. Oh, that person is really poor. He's really unlucky. That's not it.
You see, so far this breath comes into you and is keeping you alive. You can go from the richest person to the poorest person. Just like that. In fact, I was watching a documentary yesterday, and that's exactly how it was. This was one of the world's richest persons. They went from being one of the world's richest person to not so rich, just like that. And so far you are alive. You can go from being the poorest person to the richest person, just like that. So what's luck? Isn't truly the coming of this breath, the coming of this life, the luckiest thing? Because it can make anything possible? That's the true luck. Those who know how to live understand how lucky they are. Those who have not yet learned how to live don't have any clue what it is to have this gift of life. You have it. You want more blessings. But you have not accepted the first one that you have been given. Do you deserve, when you haven't accepted the first one, do you deserve any more? Accept the first one. And if you do, you will realize what a perfect blessing it is and that you need no more. What is the point of giving a blessing that comes in little bits and pieces? That's like somebody who gives the blessing, who's in charge of the blessing department, but very short-sighted. Oh, he gets a little bit here, a little bit there. No. The blessing you have been given is a blessing because it is complete. But you haven't accepted it. You don't see it. See it. Understand it, feel it, and understand how lucky you are. So, thank you very much. Good night. Thank you.
And that's the end of today's episode. Thanks for downloading. Please subscribe, rate, and review. And we'll be back again next week with another app.
I'm Yasmin Akram. Join myself and my friend Philippa Dunn each week for our podcast, We Heart Worry, a show about cars and their engines. Obviously not. It's a show where we talk about our fears, our worries, and our anxieties in a bid to help you with yours. And we just have a laugh as well. So join us. There's nothing to be scared of. I promise.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.